brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two of Global Transmission Against Dehumanization. I am Alex Jones, locked and loaded in the InfoWar. Yes, we are often imitated and many times successfully duplicated. And that's what we're here to do, is to spread rebellion against tyranny and obedience to our Creator, who only wants us to be happy and be creative and be creators in His image. It is the church of life, the church of decency and beauty and honor and truth and will and companionship and honor and duty and commitment. And I love every single one of you out there who loves liberty. Every single one of you, even the deceived ones out there who believe you're fighting for liberty, who've been deceived, you're going to wake up and you're going to truly let your good intentions go in a direction that helps your fellow man. The lies are being torn aside. The enemy is moving in with a high-tech control grid because they realize the population of the planet is waking up to their tyranny, and it is a desperate attempt to put us back into line, and it was destined from the foundations of creation to fail. Oh, man. Regardless of what happens, we do the right thing. We put ourselves in the way of the fist. We stand up with courage, and God will do the rest. The enemy believes in God, and they hate God. The enemy tries to teach the mass not to be spiritual so that they will be blinded and think that only materialism is the answer, and so they will never fully develop into the creatures they were meant to be. That's why the enemy puts out their fake organized religion and all its brands. That's why they continually, perpetually push things that are meant to turn the population off and to turn them inward into their television sets, into their diversions and distractions that will not fulfill you, will never fulfill you. Fighting evil is the only thing that truly fulfills. The struggle against tyranny, the struggle against dehumanization, the struggle for truth. One of the only pains I have is that so many people who wake up to the New World Order then fall into subcategories and infight with each other and are stunted by false teachers and false prophets and leaders that lead them into infighting and disinformation. And I'm so sad. I don't even hate those people. I feel sorry for them and wish that I could have communal brotherhood with them. Wish that I could have powwows with them. Wish that I could lift them up and they me up, all of us together. And it's not too late for some of you out there that have turned to darkness. It's not too late for you to turn loose of your hate, even for the New World Order, something I've had to learn how to do, and to fight the New World Order and fight the globalists for your love of your fellow man and woman, not for the love of subconsciously playing the game of wannabe aristocrat. Frank Herbert said that many people that actually fight tyranny only wish to be the tyranny themselves. They have a subconscious dominance propulsion system that leads them against the establishment because they only want power. Machiavelli said it as well. They only seek to fight the establishment because they want power themselves. And that will lead you into ruination. You need to fight evil because you love goodness. Jim Mars is only about 3 minutes away. We're going to go to a break and go to him. I am so filled right now with a spirit of liberty and love and honor and strength that it shakes me. It's overflowing. It's so deep and intense. It's transcends anything I felt in decades past. It only intensifies by the day my understanding, the depth and breadth of the world I'm able to see. And I know many of you see even clearer and deeper than I. It is our mission, our destiny to unlock minds. Our destiny to enlighten and uplift. Our destiny to stand against evil. It is the greatest honor, the greatest calling. It is the only human calling.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you,
don't
stop asking questions. It's the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
life. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. It's one of the hottest books he has ever written. It's put out by a major publisher. It deals with something that I cover in my film, Martial Law, 9-1-1 Rise of the Police State. That's really three films. It's 3 hours long. It gets into the police state in 2004 at the RNC, the sound cannons, the blimps, the police, the FEMA camp they put people in. Second part gets into 9-11, and the third part, the Nazi occult roots. And his new book is The Rise of the Fourth Reich, Jim Mars. And he's taken it even further than the research we got at the National Archives, Library of Congress. He's been researching this for years. He had to keep it under wraps. It was under embargo until the book came out. It is now out. By the way, we have it available in stock at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. You can also write to us. You can also go to Jim Mars' website and get it, and it's in bookstores all over the place. It is bombshell, to say the least. He joins us for the next 50 minutes. Jim Mars, it is a real pleasure to have you on with us.
Hey, Alex, it's always good to be with you.
So much is going on. So much is happening. Let's just start at the beginning and give people as much info and some of the exclusive scoops you got for this book, and then people need to get it and show it to everyone they know. Break down the entire, there's a lot of elements to this New World Order, but a central one. Going, running throughout the core of it, it didn't start with Hitler, is this death cult aspect, Order of the Death's Head, And you have written the new definitive work on this with a lot of new original research. Jim, amazing new book. Tell people about the rise of the Fourth Reich.
Okay. Well, I think it's kind of summed up here on page 323, where I write that while it's true that the families that originated the wealthy elite in America, the Rockefellers, the Morgans, the Schiffs, the Warburgs, the Harrimans, the Bushes, have in recent years lost some of their previous influence, their giant global enterprises today remain as powerful as ever, maintaining all the functions for which they were first organized. This mechanism today has been brought under the control of fascist globalists who created both communism and then national socialism, and they've done this in America by using the wealth brought from Europe through the Nazi rat lines. In other words, the same people and the same corporations, the same companies, the same families, the same Wall Street financiers who bankrolled and supported communism in Russia so that they could play that off against the capitalistic West. Communism threatened to get out of hand. It threatened to go worldwide, and they didn't want that because they want the turmoil and the wars and the conflict that can be created between nations so they can pit one nation against another for maximum control and profit. So they created national socialism in pre-war Germany. And national socialism, you have to understand, the acronym of which is Nazi. They took the N-A from national and the Z-I from socialistic in the German, and that's where the word Nazi comes from. They are national socialists. And what we have in America today is national socialism. Of course, they don't call it that today. Today, they call it neoconservatism. But what they've done is the same thing they did in pre-war Germany. They have appealed to the conservative, the true conservative elements of the population, and used that to ride into power and to push forward their national socialist programs. It's like George W. Bush proclaimed himself a compassionate conservative, a neoconservative, and yet when he gets in office, he has accumulated more power to the presidency, more power to the central government. He has led us into unprovoked foreign wars. He has wrecked the economy. And he has propagated more socialistic programs probably than any other president.
The federal government
has to ask yourself what's going on.
The federal government has tripled in size. He's also effectively demonized, probably for decades, true conservatism. And now they give us the false solution, the left, which will only bring us deeper under the same control. And then we see the Straussian School of Economics up in Chicago, where the neocons come from, where they openly write and say, despite the fact a lot of them are Zionist, that they are using Nazi governing principles, from the black uniforms to the term Reich or land security, to the fascist symbols, the Nazi fasci, the hatchets on top of the bundle of sticks in the Senate, passing the Nazi gun control bills in the 68 Gun Control Act. They are using this model.
Absolutely. And let's listen to the words of the Nazi Luftwaffe commander Hermann Göring. He said this during the Nuremberg war crime trials. He said, "Why, of course the people don't want war. That's understood. But after all, it's the leaders of the country who determine the policy. And it's always a simple matter to drag the people along, whether it's a democracy, a fascist dictatorship, or a parliament, or a communist dictatorship. Voice or no voice, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. This is easy. All you have to do is tell them they are being attacked and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger." Doesn't that sound familiar?
And that's what Carol Quigley said. He said, we control fascists, we control communists. The global banking establishment wants a system for the administrative convenience of the international banking elite, as Rockefeller has echoed, and that they work with anything that centralizes, and then they give the public false choices of centralized communism or centralized fascism, which are really the same thing, dressed up different.
Exactly. In fact, national socialism, by its very definition, is socialism, just as communism was an extreme form of socialism. They want socialism because any social program, no matter how good it may be, such as Social Security or No Child Left Behind, no matter whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, requires central administration. And they believe that they have the wealth and the power to control the central administration and thus control our lives, control the world. It's the age-old dream of greedy, ambitious people.
I have ABC News today saying all Americans with children will get CPS visits. You will get them to make sure you are a, quote, good parent. I have another report here, also out of ABC, where they are saying that when you pay for gas, you will have to show your ID and driver's license and be registered to buy gas. Everything is about being tracked and controlled. We are going in to an electronic straitjacket. And notice the Democrats, Conyers is trying to block a true hearing on impeachment now Friday. That's just out today. Big articles up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You see the Democrats intend to use all this power George Bush has amassed for them.
Exactly. And my question is, what's the problem with impeachment? They impeach Bill Clinton for having sex, for gosh sakes. Can't we impeach somebody when millions of people have died? And what's the problem? If they're innocent, I mean, impeachment is simply like a trial. So we have a trial, and they lay out all the evidence, and if the neocons can prove that they made a few mistakes, but basically they're doing everything as they should have, then what have they got to worry about? Why would they be concerned?
They are admittedly guilty on all of those 35 articles, minus the global warming one that Dennis Kucinich has brought forward. On the face, it's all felonies and lies and premeditated. And so it's open and shut, and that's why they can't allow an impeachment.
Yes, that's true. That's absolutely true. That's kind of what I was getting at. If they really didn't have anything to worry about, if they were adhering to the law and to the Constitution, then they shouldn't have anything to worry about. And the fact that they're fighting tooth and toenail, even using some Democrats to try to stop any kind of impeachment hearing, shows that they're obviously guilty of sin.
Conyers and, of course, we have on top of that Pelosi, absolute monsters. Now I want to go through the book. Obviously, people need to get the book, but you've got some bombshell stuff. For people that don't know, let's give them the basic history of the fascist idea, how they tried to overthrow the U.S., Smedley Butler, the Marine Corps commander, two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner. The general, Brigadier General, refused to go along with that. He was about to become General Smedley Butler, the head of the Marine Corps, and wouldn't take it because they wanted him to lead a 500,000-man team. We have the McCormick-Dickstein Committee hearings on all of that. I want to walk through this, through Bush Sr.'s daddy, Senator Prescott, right through to what we face today. In fact, let's start now, Jim.
Well, let's start with Germany in January of 1933. It was a democratic republic. It was the Weimar Republic. Just like we had at one time the Republic of the United States. And yet, before the end of the month, or I think it was February of 1933, their parliament building burned down, the Reichstag.
February 27th.
Yes. And quite conveniently, they caught a retarded Dutch youth who was carrying on his person a Communist Party card. Just kind of like on 9/11 when all the planes and the hijackers and all those people just burned up, but they found a paper passport that they said belonged to one of the hijackers. So they said, Hitler, who at that time was chancellor, which is somewhat like our vice president, he said, well, give me the power and I will, you know, protect you from these communist terrorists. And of course, it later came out that basically the Nazis themselves had set the fire.
Goering.
But yes, because it could be tracked back to Goering's office. And then, but using that as a pretext, they rushed through emergency legislation, the Enabling Act, just like they rushed through the Patriot Act for us, and they began to consolidate power within the government, and before long, Hitler had combined the offices of president and vice president.
All right, Jim. Jim Mars, New York Times best-selling author. The man who brought you JFK the movie, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, when we get back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is a key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now, online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Okay, Jim Mars, new book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, coming up in the next segment. Ron Paul is with us for only this segment, but he'll be back with us next week. Only 5 minutes right now to cover a lot of things. Congressman, first off, tell us what happened briefly on the aircraft when it depressurized.
Well, you know, it was obviously a significant event because it's not very often that all of a sudden you see all these oxygen masks fall down in your face. But actually, the people did pretty well. They remained calm. Everybody grabbed it and started breathing, and we knew it was a real thing. At least I noticed that the stewardesses and the attendees didn't get up to check on anybody. They immediately sat down and got their oxygen on, so it was very, very necessary that we get the oxygen because we were at 35,000 feet. Sometimes it was described as a nosedive, but I wouldn't have described it being that dramatic. It was obvious that we were going down quickly, and then they took about 20 minutes or so to get into New Orleans and that was it. So it was dangerous, but it was it occurred rather quickly, and it was over, and nobody panicked.
Okay, you've got a special emergency hearing today on oil. Tell us about that.
Well, we have a special hearing today to study the relationship of the weak dollar and oil prices, and this was at my request because they're always talking about all kinds of things, you know, things like speculators and Arabs and everything in the world about the oil price, but they never talk about the fact that the dollar gets weaker and we print too many. So Barney Frank, who's chairman of the banking committee, respond to my request, and we're holding hearings, in which will start here probably within 20 minutes or so.
So you're getting ready for that.
Right.
On the Iran front, last week you told the Congress that really big things are about to happen, really serious things that are unprecedented in modern history. Can you specifically tell us what you're talking about?
Well, in a way it's related to foreign policy, but not specifically. It wasn't like I knew in 1 week or 2 weeks something major was happening, like the bombing of Iran, although that hangs over the market. Most of the thoughts going through my mind was the relationship of foreign policy on how it's draining us and bankrupting us and the critical problems that we have in the financial sector today, and I think they continue to exist. And I dwell on the dollar because all we do up here, just like yesterday, hundreds of billions of dollars allotted to bail out the housing program that puts weight on the dollar, and the dollar is going to go down, so we can expect a lot of inflation and a very weak economy. And I think we're seeing the beginning of a major, major economic event.
They have tried to cover up the fact, the control corporate press, as you know, sir, that the dollar is imploding. Now people finally seem to be waking up to that. Is that a good thing to put pressure on the central government to try to reverse policies that are killing the dollar?
Well, on the short term, there's going to be a little bit of pain with that when you reverse that. If you try to save the dollar, yeah, this is going to be painful. But ultimately, that's the only thing you should be doing, because if you don't do that, everybody's going to suffer a lot more than anybody ever dreamed of. I mean, you can keep propping up the system, trying to reinflate the bubble and try to take care of everybody receiving welfare checks. But what happens when the money doesn't buy anything? So we lose our way. It won't solve our problems.
By major economic event, we're already seeing those daily. As jobs are lost and energy goes up and all sorts of problems happen, all related to the dollar and our debt. What are you talking about? I mean, can you specifically tell us what type of major event you're talking about?
Well, I think when the dollar essentially doesn't function anymore, and, you know, more runs on the bank. I mean, just yesterday with that housing bill, you know, inside that bill, they decided they're going to start fingerprinting anybody who's in the mortgage business as a supposed solution to our problem. Also, in that bill, they have a new law that says that every single credit card transaction will be reported to the IRS. They raised the national debt by $800 billion. But this whole thing about, you know, this reporting of every credit card transaction, so maybe people will quit using their credit cards and start going to cash, and this could have all kinds of ramifications. So,
have you seen the bill where they want to send CPS to all parents' homes at birth?
I did not see that bill in particular, no.
WorldNet Daily's got it. It seems like government, the statists, are making their move right now.
Yeah. No, they are, and they're going to always react in the wrong way. They've created the problems. Mises, the great Austrian economist, said, you know, governments act, they create, trying to solve one problem, they create two new ones, then they go and try to solve those and just pyramid the complexity of our problems.
Congressman, the rally bomb, tell us about that.
The rally bomb is occurring tomorrow. We want to really send a strong message. We've rented an auditorium up there that could hold 15,000 to 18,000. And some of my staff's optimistic to think that we can sell all the tickets in one day, a total of $17.76 per ticket. I'm always cautious about this. I don't know if it's going to happen, but they want to send a loud message. So if we fill that place up.
And what website do they visit for the rally bomb?
Pardon me?
What website do they visit for the rally bomb?
It's campaignforliberty.com.
Congressman, try to check in with us next week as things unfold. I need to talk to you 30 seconds off air about another issue behind the scenes. So give me another 30 seconds before you have to go to that committee meeting. That was Congressman Ron Paul right here on GCN.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already 4 times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great-flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months' worth of 3 great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy, but if he spoke at all, he just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
All right, I apologize to Jim Mars, but he was happy to do it for Ron Paul to pop in with that emergency report. He'll be back with us next week. Talk about some exciting things behind the scenes. I'll just leave it at that as he hurries off to the committee meeting. I'm going to keep Jim a little bit in the next hour. Then we got Bob Chapman coming on so we can finish up with getting into his new incredible book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich. We had gotten up to Hitler seizing power through stage terrorism. Jim Mars, a best-selling author, please continue.
Well, what you have to understand is that Hitler wasn't able to take over Germany just by himself or by a handful of people in German industry. The banks that bankrolled them and the Dawes Plan and the Young Plan, which generally pushed the Germans into Hitler's hands, were all products of J.P. Morgan. the German corporations who are all behind Hitler, of course, the ones you would think, IG Farben, Zeiss Icon, Bosch, Daimler-Benz, Krupp, Alliance Insurance, which, by the way, was one of the insurance companies that insured and made lots of money off the destruction of the World Trade Center. They were in collaboration and business relationships with Standard Oil of New Jersey, J.P. Morgan, Brown Brothers, Harriman, JF, IBM. IBM, for example, IBM closed their Berlin office during World War II, but they kept their Warsaw office open, and it was through the Warsaw office answering directly to their New York office where they processed the punch cards for IBM machines that allowed the Nazis to round up dissidents and Jews and everybody else and get them on the trains to the concentration camps on time. And what people don't realize is that, yes, we defeated the Germans in World War II, but none of these people at that level, at the business level, none of them were ever charged. None of them ever saw any problem. In fact, a General Motors plant, which finally towards the end of the war, because it was cranking out war materials, finally was bombed by the U.S. Air Force. And after the war, General Motors sued the U.S. government and won reparations and was repaid for the loss of their manufacturing plant there in Germany, which had been producing war materials to kill our boys.
By the way, now, GM is still in Europe. It's called Opel.
Right. Right. And it's all there. In fact, when you look at the world situation today, we see that the Nazis are not very far behind most everything. We have a new pope who, as a youth in Poland, was a member of the Hitler Youth.
And by the way, you would think that Italy has free speech. You are arrested there if you write about that on the Internet or in a newspaper. You can look that up. If you talk about Ratzinger being a Hitler Youth, and now Tony Blair's become, and I'm not attacking Catholics, it's just a fact, folks.
Today you try to bring out truth, and somehow they twist it around to making it a hate crime, you know. I don't hate the Pope. I don't wish him ill. I'm simply pointing out that he was a Hitler Youth, and that's true.
Let me expand on that. Let's stay on the Catholic Church for a moment, but I want to go back first, Jim. This is so important. The entire Nazi mechanism, as Lord Milner wrote, Royal Institute of International Affairs, as you know, they were saying in the 20s, we need some hothead to take over, fascism, tear Europe up so they could then suck it dry. So Hitler was just like the venom a spider injects into a bug to liquefy Europe, bring down its middle class, and then exsanguinate it, suck it dry back into England and the United States through the Anglo-American establishment. You have the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas. And by the way, I'm half German, folks. I'm not bashing Germans. It's the German elite. We're not bashing Germans either here. We don't want to get into Balkanization. It's just a fact that we're laying out here. So basically, Germany was used to tear up, bring down Europe, beat up communism, their other creation that had gotten a bit out of control, and to bring them back to heel, and then to suck all that wealth from looting Europe back into the handful of the Fortune 10 in England and the United States, and that is now exactly what they did. They also took all the brain trust of the Nazi technicians, engineers, scientists, and took them back, as your book covers. That's what the audience understand, that it isn't like the Nazis came over here and took over. The Nazis were the creation of the people running the United States and England, and so they basically used the Nazis as their device to implode Europe. Is that an accurate statement?
That's absolutely correct, Alex. I'm glad you got that. A lot of people see my title, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, and they read about the Nazi rat lines and how that they got over here on Vatican passports, and they have the idea that, oh, well, it's some sort of German Nazis that came over and took over the United States. No, it is the financial elite, the wealthy oligarchy that created first communism and then got fearful of communism, created National Socialism or the Nazis. You're absolutely correct. In fact, these globalists, as they call themselves, realized by late 1940 that Joseph Stalin, who had taken control over communism in Russia, was threatening to invade Europe and conquer Europe for communism. He had realized that nobody in Europe was going to voluntarily vote communism in. So he was prepared to launch a massive assault on Europe in July of 1941.
Barbarossa.
The only force that could possibly have resisted this was the German army, and yet they were so vastly outnumbered, particularly in tanks. The Russians had 22,000 tanks, and the Germans had 3,600, that the only option left was for Hitler to launch a preemptive strike in June of 1941, which he did with Operation Barbarossa. And this explains how the Germans were able to crash through the Russian lines and encircle whole armies, because the Russians were in jump-off offensive positions, not defensive positions.
They were already forward. They did blitzkrieg and did end-runs around their supply lines.
Exactly. And
that's why when they grabbed Heinrich Himmler, British intelligence, they immediately killed him, because they were in secret communication. This has now been declassified. The entire time with the British saying, why did you double cross us? This was all a set up deal we had. That's why Hess flew in and parachuted down onto one of the castles trying. And then they grabbed him and locked him up in the tower saying, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? We had a deal.
Exactly. And then when they did try to move Hess out of England to form a new British government that would overthrow Churchill and the War Party and try to bring peace between England and Germany, the plane crashed and Hess apparently was killed. So they couldn't admit to any of this. So they had a brainwashed patsy who served the rest of his life in Spandau Prison. And the reason I say a brainwashed patsy is because Alan Dulles, who had been an integral part of all of this since the time he represented Hitler and the Schroeder Bank and a backer of Hitler, sent Dr. Ewan Cameron to inspect Hess in Spandau after the war because he said he thought this was an imposter. And Hess had known scars from wounds in World War One, and he wanted Cameron to go and see if it was it. Well, and interestingly enough, the British, who were guarding Hess at the time, refused to let him inspect Hess. But the key thing there is that any competent doctor could have checked for scar tissue on Hess. Why did he send Dr. Ewan Cameron? Because Dr. Cameron was a mind control expert.
And by the way, this is even on the History Channel. In the 60s, tens of thousands of people, the MKUltra program in Canada, it's all admitted, and that's why they used German mind control scientists after that. Understand, the King of England was a Nazi. When the war started, he had to get out of Germany through Spain. They had a totally different plan. That's why suddenly the German princeling, now the head of the House of Orange, married to Queen Beatrix, founder of the Bilderberg group, and also a Vatican agent, he had to then escape out of the country. And, of course, you can tell people about who that is.
Well, that's, of course, Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands. And interestingly enough, what you'll read in my new book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, is that the very night that the British royal family member and officer who was going to fly with Hess for the peace treaty and was killed in the subsequent plane crash, he had dinner with Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands, which I don't know if that proves that there was some connection between Bernhard and the crash, but it certainly shows the level at which this global politicking was taking place.
Yeah, so and everything you're hearing is admitted historical fact. Understand,
this is all documented fact.
This is not debatable. That's why Hitler at Dunkirk let the British evacuate and only put
right.
on a small show with Goering and some aircraft bombing with Stukas.
The game plan was for Britain to ally with Germany and to stop communism. But once Hitler had stopped the communists in the summer of 1941...
He was triple-crossed.
He was triple-crossed, and they turned on him because they did not want a global national socialist system either. They wanted a balkanized system of socialist nations that they could play off against each other.
And that is the great game of the invisible British Imperium.
Exactly. It's all mega politics. And then they decided that because of the wealth and because of the vast amount of resources in the United States, they would simply move operations to the United States So they came over here. They began to buy up corporations. The bigger the corporations got, the more they bought up. They
and then suddenly, by 1947, our military gets death sets put on their tanks and uniforms. Everything starts shifting. They bring symbol of fasci into the Senate. It all converts.
That's right. And today we see our troops are wearing the Nazi coal scuttle helmets, which they dubbed the Fritz. We see Imperial Eagles all over on our postage stamps and our advertisements and in symbols of the government.
An eagle drawn by Hitler. He drew the eagle. He drew the first Volkswagen, the people's car. He drew the Olympic rings. It is all the mind of Adolf Hitler. And then let's expand on that. Because if you compartmentalize it down to just the Vatican, or you compartmentalize it just down to the British Imperium, you compartmentalize it, and then they win again. We have the Zionists funding and helping Hitler and demanding ransoms from Jews to leave, having Jews in New York lobby to not let – this is all mainline history. Big Jewish scholars written about it – not to leave Germany, only to go to Palestine in the build-up there with the British then and the Rothschilds. And so then when you look at this, it is a master plan with interbred Nazis, British, and Zionists together, and they're all occultists at the top. And then meanwhile, most of our movement fights about whether it's Protestants, Jews, Catholics, any of this. When all the people themselves are good, it's evil at the top of every major mechanism.
That's essentially correct. And if you don't go along, well, then they buy you out, and if that doesn't work, then they come and intimidate you out, and if that doesn't work, then they just kill you. It's Nazi methodology, and we see the same thing going on in this country, because the thing that January of 1945, German war production was actually at higher levels than it had been in 1940 when they were at the top of their game. Why is that? Because two things historians tell us. Number one, the German people were propagandized. Their media told them everything looks bad now, but it's going to get better. We have secret weapons coming. We're going to turn this around. Be patriotic. Go to work. And they did. And then the second thing is secret terror. If you tried to stand up and say, hey, something's gone wrong here, then you were a defeatist, and you'd be arrested by the Gestapo and you disappeared. Okay, we've got the same thing in this country today. We've got a news media that's under the control of five international corporations, which keeps telling us everything's okay. We might have a little bit of a recession going, and at the same time we have secret terror, just like Congressman Ron Paul, who's causing problem, and his plane suddenly has real serious trouble.
And then has a nose
Paul Wellstone, he didn't walk away from his.
Now, let's stop. Let's stop, because I ran ahead with Big Picture with one of the leading historians on the reality of what really happened, Jim Mars, all documented in his bombshell book available at Infowars.com. All of you have got to get The Rise of the Fourth Reich. Buy four or five copies. Give it to everybody you know. It's vital. We have it where you can also get it at a discount with my film, Martial Law, which spends an hour on this with incredible stuff showing the Nazis in Madison Square Garden. I mean, right at the start of World War II, unbelievable stuff. You need to get it at Infowars.com. But I want to go back, and we'll keep you in the next hour, Jim, and we're going to push back Bob Chapman a little bit here with some economic news, because I cut you short with Paul. But I don't want to skip over the Vatican. I cut you off there to get big picture. I want to go back to what you were talking about with Ratzinger. Then let's look at other areas of the globalist control, and then project forward into the future and bring in the Bushes and the rest of it. Okay,
sounds
Jim?
Good to me.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, well, after the war, the same people who had been instrumental in financing Hitler, John J. McCloy of National Citibank, which is now Citicorp, Alan Dulles, who was OAS chief in Switzerland during the war, and then moved to Berlin, and then came over here and began. It was the longest serving CIA director, and his brother John Foster Dulles, who became Secretary of State under Dwight Eisenhower, and under these folks, they pardoned and whitewashed the Nazi backgrounds of thousands of Nazis, and actually brought them into the United States. Now, we know that we brought in all their rocket scientists, Wernher von Braun, who headed the Marshall Space Center, and was instrumental in getting us to the moon. We also know there were other top Nazis, such as General Walter Dornberger of the Luftwaffe, who came over and ended up as the vice president of Bell Helicopter. And then there were thousands of others, including their mind control experts and their pharmaceutical experts and people who had worked with the IG Farben chemical combine. And they all came into this country and were rolled into our military-industrial complex, which Dwight Eisenhower warned us about as he was leaving office. And then they slowly began to just take over the national security apparatus of the United States and turn this into a national security state, which is what we have today. And I guess probably one of the key things that happened was in September of 1947 when Harry Truman signed the National Security Act in 1947. This created the CIA, rolled all the intelligence functionings under this one umbrella, separated the Air Force from the Army, changed the name of the War Department to the Defense Department.
Stay there. We got a break. Come back. But I'm going to make you go back to the Vatican, though. I want to talk about that and that role, too.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple. AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Jim Mars is our guest, 15 minutes in the next hour, then Bob Chapman joins us. I got to get Jim up here for 2 hours, talk about his new book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, so you can call in. Now, I want to go back, because we also see them forming the new European Union now. We see everybody converting over there to Catholicism, because they admit European Union is going to be basically a super state of that. And I've always tried to not bash groups and not make it about Jews or Catholics or Arabs, because it only is divisive. But to admit the corruption of these institutions, is a healthy thing. That doesn't mean the individuals. And so a lot of people decried that I wouldn't say this about Zionists or that about Catholics. Hey, if it gets us on the road to fight the New World Order and moving on and admitting that they're in control of every major group, then fine. You want it, you'll get it here. I've had many guests over the years actually talking about the Vatican, but we haven't done it with any vitriol. But if people want that, we will do that. Because there's certainly plenty of evil there. Now, give me lots of Vatican evil here. Let me hear. Just give it all to me, Jim.
Well, they argue back and forth about Pope Pius the 12th and the 11th. Pope Pius the 11th came out very strongly against the Nazis and then suddenly died while being treated by a doctor who happened to be, I'm sure by sheer coincidence, the father of Clara Pecatacci, who was the mistress to Benito Mussolini, the dictator of Italy. And Pope Pius the 12th came in, and what everybody loses sight of is that in July of 1933, just a few months after Hitler had taken power in Germany, a concordat was reached between Pope Pius and Nazi Germany. And this is still in effect today. And according to this concordat, there was to be no interference by the church in political affairs, and it also required all bishops to take a loyalty oath to the state and required all priests to be German citizens and subordinate to government officials. So in other words, basically, it was the state taking over the church.
And by the way, we now see faith-based initiative, billions of dollars. We told you a year before it was in mainstream news, secretly paying preachers to be on Homeland Security payroll and to give pro-government, anti-gun sermons to submit.
Exactly.
So it's all happening here. It doesn't matter what denomination it is happening.
The same thing is happening all over again. And, in fact, up until the time of Ronald Reagan's administration, we had declined to recognize the Vatican as a separate national state. But under the Reagan administration, and you'll find out that his vice president was George Herbert Walker Bush, and Reagan, of course, was shot less than 2 months after he took office, and Bush was pretty well running the show, along with his advisors, and along with Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld, and other corporate leaders. And at this time, Reagan recognized the Vatican as a sovereign state, and they now have an embassy in Washington, D.C. And, of course, it was also Reagan who, despite violent protests from veterans organizations and Jewish organizations, nevertheless went to Germany and laid a wreath in Bitburg Cemetery where all these SS officers had been buried, and everybody just thought that was absolutely, outrageous. But it also shows how powerful the Nazi influence had become by the 1980s.
And then, meanwhile, we're going to get, when we come back, into the Bushes and their Nazi pedigree. You can't make this stuff up. Truth is so bizarre, it blows away the wildest fiction. Jim Mars is our guest. We are so honored to have him with us today. The new book that is hot off the presses and available right now in the secure online video and bookstore shopping area at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. You can also write to us. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.